It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Maps are an essential planning tool for our summer road trips, and our state's official highway map is available in a folded, printed version that is still in demand despite the ease of turn-by-turn navigation. Call in with a question about maps, past or present, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Christine Keller is former cartographic specialist at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, now airport GIS program manager in the agency's Bureau of Aeronautics. Christine, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Great to be here.
Good morning. And we also have David Layton, who is Section Chief of Surveying and Mapping at the State Department of Transportation's Bureau of Technical Services. David, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. David, let's start with you. Your agency, the Transportation Department, printing 650,000 copies of the 2023 official state highway map. Why is a foldable paper map still necessary?
Well, you know, I think there's we'd have to ask our customers that, but it's still in very high demand. We've moved over 200,000 copies just in the last 2 months that it's been available. And I think it's a combination of things. It's, you know, it doesn't need batteries. It doesn't need a cell signal. And it's a great planning and tourism promotional device.
No batteries, no cell signal. You know, I wonder, what do people like about the old-fashioned, if I may say, paper maps over screen navigation?
Well, you know, you can see the whole state. It's a little easier to see where things are in relation, the plan out your route, and, you know, it's paper, it's tangible.
Christine, the state has printed Wisconsin highway maps since 1918, and you recently helped complete this online searchable database of all the previous maps. How are people using the map database?
We kind of set out to put this database together to make it more accessible to the public, and the feedback that we've gotten has been very positive. People are excited to look at the maps and pick out features, through time that they're familiar with. Maybe they want to know when a road was added or where it had been routed prior to where it currently exists on the landscape. Or, just looking at the rich history that's presented on the highway map. It really is a time capsule of our road networks and highway development and expansion over time in the state of Wisconsin.
I saw the video of you so carefully unfolding the first official state highway map. What are the conditions of these maps?
Well, I mean, as a map ages, it's obviously going to become more fragile.
Brittle.
And one of Right. And one of the reasons that we wanted to I wanted to get the maps stored better, it's best to store them flat in large flat file drawers. So we very carefully unfolded the ones that we were able to and, you know, had them stored correctly at our facilities. But I would say it depends on the paper that was used at that time and how it was stored. If it was stored folded, it's going to be more difficult to unfold and handle. Whereas when it's stored flat, it's much easier to maintain its integrity.
David,
humidity is also a factor.
Oh, I would imagine humidity can make a big difference. David, what do you appreciate about this new searchable database?
Well, I think, you know, we just wanted to make it accessible to the public. You know, we've got this big collection and it doesn't do any good sitting in a file cabinet somewhere. So just making it available and allowing the public to have access to it.
Do you have an overall favorite Wisconsin highway map through the years, through the century?
I do not.
Christine, do you play favorites?
I do like some of the maps from the 1930s. In the 1930s, that's when we start to get a full creative backside. So prior to that, the map was really a one-sided product. But as soon as that creative side comes into the picture, there's several years in the 1930s where we have a pictorial history of Wisconsin. It's really a map of it, you know, in itself that's shown on the backside, and it's a wonderful artistic piece, and that's probably one of my favorites from the earlier maps.
Let's bring on a call. Patrick in Madison is here. Patrick, hi. What would you like to bring up about folded maps?
Yeah, about folded maps. I was a guide for a long time in northern Wisconsin, up north of Route 8, so the Rhinelander area. And I was wondering, like, what kind of changes are we seeing, especially with people utilizing these maps in areas where you can't get cell signal as easily, especially in those northern regions?
Patrick, thank you. David, go ahead.
Well, I just you know, point out that our demand remains high. So I know as a child, I remember always wanting to get the latest edition of the map and be in the backseat navigator for my parents. And you know, I think it still remains a very valid yet today.
Christine, do the maps change much from year to year, or did you notice subtle differences? You mentioned, you know, the change in the 1930s to have a backside of the map, but what about the map itself?
It has changed a lot over the years. In the early years, I think it was more functional, where it was really focused on road highways and the road network. And then other modes of transportation start to become prevalent. So airports are now shown, railroad systems, and our ferries and harbors. So really all modes of transportation are now advertised. And the points of interest have changed over time too. What people, you know, maybe were interested in when the map first came out has evolved over time. And so as space allows, we can add features like state parks, historic sites, and some of the other great features that are shown. And other things have changed as well. The design has gone through several evolutions. In 2023, I'd say some of the major updates were U.S. population. We've got the 2020 census data on there. So it's always evolving and always improving.
Let's go to Lisa in Milwaukee. Lisa, hi.
Hi. Hey, I have two questions, or one comment, I should say, and one question. I was just wondering, I was talking to some teens the other day. One of them, he knows how to read a map. The other four did not know how to read a map. I don't even know if they touched a map. And I was just wondering, do they teach how to use a map in schools anymore? And then I was going to say for a comment, maybe you guys should use Dora the Explorer for advertising maps.
Dora the Explorer. Lisa, thank you so much. David, you first.
Well, my wife used to be a fourth grade teacher, and I know they do still teach map reading in classrooms. So
that might be still safe there. You know, can you give some tips on map reading and how to do it well?
Well, you know, I think just being able to orient yourself with north, pay attention to the legend. You know, it tells you what features are what, and connect point A to point B.
And go from point A to point B. David Layton with us, Section Chief of Surveying and Mapping at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Christine Keller as well, former cartographer in the department. Colin, with your question, your comments on maps, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Paper folded official Wisconsin highway maps have guided travelers for over a century. The State Transportation Department is distributing hundreds of thousands of copies of the new one. Call in with questions, a comment about mapping Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have David Layton, who is Section Chief of Surveying and Mapping at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and Christine Keller, former cartographer in the department. Let's bring in Vic now in Stanley. Vic, hi.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to give a comment to David and the cartographer. I travel around the country on business. I'm trunk route 29 headed towards Wausau today, and I picked up your map at the rest areas. Wisconsin distinguishes itself with the availability of the paper travel map, and it's true. You use these things. It gives you context of where you are. And I was driving through Clark County yesterday on some of the back roads, and it helped to be able to see perspective of where I was versus just the general area.
Wow. Thank you so much. Ringing endorsement there, David, traveling those back roads in Clark County and really having an understanding of where you are.
Yeah, great. Glad to hear. It's always great to hear from our customers.
Christine, I'm wondering, the first map was 10 cents. These maps are free. And as Vic said, you can pick them up at rest areas, and it's really helpful. When did the map start being free? Can you tell from the maps through time?
Sure. So one of the things that I did when I was putting the collection together is I kind of took note of some of the more interesting facts and details. And you can read about that in an article that's available on wisconsindot.gov. The maps were originally sold for 10 cents a copy. There was also a booklet in the 20s that was sold for 25 cents a copy. And it's not until about the 1930s that we start to see the map have a, printed for free distribution disclaimer that's on it. And I sort of attribute that to the map evolving into more of a promotional tourism marketing product, and really highlighting some of the great, not only tourism opportunities in the state of Wisconsin for in-state travelers and out-of-state travelers, but also highlighting industry in the state of Wisconsin and some of the other things that travelers would expect to see as they come to the state.
Another question coming through here. John from Bangor is asking, is it true that every map maker purposely makes a mistake on their map for copyright reasons? David, insights there?
Well, Christine was our map maker on this edition, but from my recollection, our map is not copyrighted. So maybe that's something with private maps, but I don't think that's something that we aim for with our public state highway map.
Christine?
That is something that I think private companies would do. If that map were to get scanned and reproduced, it would be easier for that company to prove that the map had been copied. But as David suggested, we don't copyright this product. I will say, though, that I do have my own I was able to make some design choices on the 2023 edition. For example, in the legend under cities and villages, we had to update some of the examples for the different population ranges, and I was able to hand select those. And I selected them based on a couple things. One is I wanted representation from the entire state of Wisconsin. So if you plotted all of those example communities throughout the state, you'd see that every region is represented. But then I also picked cities or communities that were special to me. Like, for example, my family settled in Marshfield. I also thought it was fun to highlight that Green Bay has grown to a population of over 100,000. So yeah, I did get an opportunity to kind of put, me into that version for 2023. Mm-hmm.
Christine Keller, mapping specialist, along with David Layton with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. You can join in 800-642-1234. Christine, what about the catchphrases, the slogans on these official highway maps? And they promote Wisconsin, of course. What are some of your favorites?
One of my favorites is the first one that appears on the 1918 edition, which refers to the state of Wisconsin as the playground of the Middle West. And that slogan appeared until the 1940s, and then it made a comeback in the 60s and 70s for several editions in each of those decades as well. And I'd never heard that before. So that's probably my favorite.
We don't really talk about the Middle West now in our terminology. So you can see how times change there. What is the current one?
This year's slogan is "Here's to every route being the scenic route." And it kind of plays on the 2019-2020 edition's slogan as well, which also had a scenic route theme.
So are you route or root?
Yeah, right? I think I could go either way, Kate. But.
So David, as we wrap up here, you know, how huge of an undertaking is 50 layers of information in updating the map?
Actually, I really have to defer to Christine on that one. She was the whiz behind it all.
Is it difficult to put so many layers, Christine?
It's absolutely a very large undertaking and requires a lot of attention to detail. Hmm. We get data from multiple data sources. We work with the Department of Natural Resources, Department of Health Services, Department of Corrections, and, you know, and bringing all of that data together is a challenge. Hmm. I think going systematically layer by layer, county by county, is a good approach.
Christine Keller, cartographer and airport GIS program manager in the Transportation Department's Bureau of Aeronautics. David Layton, section chief of surveying and mapping at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Bureau of Technical Services. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show, and you're mapping on the Ideas Network.